is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The House of Representatives getting ready to vote soon on President Trump's big budget bill, which House Speaker Mike Johnson says was pushed forward by personal phone calls from the president himself.
I think it was very helpful. I'm really appreciative of his leadership.
Well, Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries has been talking since before 5 a.m. this morning, trying to stall the vote.
Because that debate was so limited, I feel the obligation, Mr. Speaker, to stand on this House floor and take my sweet time to tell the stories of the American people.
The bill is expected to pass this morning after Jeffrey stops talking. Four people have died from gunshot wounds, 14 others hospitalized following a drive-by shooting in Chicago outside a nightclub. New unemployment numbers coming out this morning. Economists expect a possible hiring slowdown. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Attorney General Josh Call says the Wisconsin Supreme Court's ruling on the state's abortion law leaves room for action by the state legislature. The court ruled Wednesday Wisconsin's 1849 law, which criminalized most abortions, has been superseded by several other state laws. Reactions to the ruling include Call saying the court's decision marks a major victory for reproductive freedom, while Republican Party of Wisconsin Chair Brian Schimming stated that the abortion issue should be resolved in the legislature and by voters, not by far-left justices parading as legislators. And take precaution handling fireworks this 4th of July. UW Health occupational therapist Alyssa Villarreal says never consume alcohol or drugs and handle fireworks. Avoid homemade fireworks and only light one at a time. An estimated 14,000 people were hurt by fireworks last year in the U.S. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be a hot and humid couple of days. Today, sunny with a chance of an isolated thunderstorm late this afternoon and again tonight. Our high today, 88. Tonight, upper 60s. The 4th of July will be sunny, hot, and humid with a high of 91. If you want some real fireworks at your 4th of July barbecue, bring on the Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Sweet, savory, a hint of smoke. It will make you the talk of the town for sure. Grandpa'sBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. Here is Genesis at 8:03 on Max FM.
We'll be right back. Radio's not dead, but a lot of other stations sure smell that way. We're your fresh choice. 99.7 Max FM.
Yeah.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. Let's take a look at our weather forecast today. Mostly sunny and hot, high of 88, a chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Tonight, shower and thunderstorm chances continue, partly cloudy with a low of 69. On Friday, July 4th, mostly sunny, hot and humid, high of 91, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning. Friday night, mostly clear, a low of 73, perfect night for fireworks. On Saturday, mostly sunny, high of 89, afternoon shower and thunderstorm chances. Then on Sunday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny, a high of 81. Currently, it is 70 degrees outside the Max FM studios. A beautiful, sunny Thursday. We're just so happy to be with you this morning and continuing our love fest on Max FM, of course.
I love you.
Wow. This is not going to stop anytime soon.
A happy
great.
Family with a great big hug and a kiss from me to you. Won't you say you love me too?
No, I won't. You know what? I have the most severe chills running down my spine right now from that dude's voice. Nope. He's canceled. I don't care. That is the opinion of Emily and Emily only, not of Civic Media or 99.7 Max FM. And the opinion of Dave is just whatever Emily doesn't like, just make it really obvious constantly. I'm glad to know you're feeling better, Dave. So then if you can dish it out, you can sure take it, even though you got one arm. Okay, yes. I'm going to stop there and say, don't forget the big deals of the day. Make yes. Sandy Shores tubing part of your affordable getaway this summer. 15 minutes from the Dells. Enjoy water, calm water, secluded beaches, and magnificent scenery with 3-mile self-guided float on the Wisconsin River. There's also the inflatable obstacle course, which includes runways, tunnels, large-sized trampolines, mountain climbing, balance beams, and more. There's also cabins to rent. There's an RV site for camping and all kinds of fun stuff. There's food trucks. The place just sounds like a ball. I'm leaning into this. Like, I got some little bit of time coming up in which I could definitely, it's not like you even have to like commit like an entire day.
No.
You can just go for the afternoon. So I'm saying you could get this for $10 right now, the admission certificate to the tubing and resort for Sandy Shores in Mauston.
Yeah, go over to maxfmbigdeals.com, shop local, save big. I mean, this is one of the most fun certificates I've seen in the store in a while. And just looking at these pictures of this pond and sitting out there floating around in that pond, oh my goodness. If I had two good arms, I would be all over this. I mean, this is a great family event that you could do. I mean, it's just outside of the Dells. We're talking 30 minutes from Baraboo. I love it. So, yeah.
Maybe you could find yourself an inflatable that looks like... Barney.
Yeah, maybe. I don't want to screw with you that much, because then you.
No, that I wouldn't use it.
It would be scary.
That would be
you
for you all day.
Scare you. That's the thing. So, no
He's
way.
Just creepy.
Yeah, I know. We had to have our fun with Barney this morning. I mean, and Ben and I feed off each other. For those that don't know, I've known Ben for a long time, and you know, when him and I get together, shenanigans ensue, and we didn't even have to. There was no planning on that either. That just happened organically. That's how we roll.
Yeah, it seems to be really natural to like just hop on the radio together and find something that gives me the creeps so that I don't like, and then just running with that and just, you know what, content all day. How can we get Emily content all day? Thanks a lot. Anyways, we're gonna spin it back to something positive. Not that this isn't positive. Joking is always positive, but I've had to nip it in the bud lately because poor Dave's injured, but apparently he's fine. So
yeah, you know, I can still I can have shenanigans with one arm. Trust me. I mean, that is just one of those, you know.
It might be bolstering the verbal shenanigans because you just have to sit around and think about ways to tease all day. That's great.
You know, that's, you know what? You gave me a great idea since I have the 4-day weekend. I can start making a list of how to heckle Emily in the morning. Ooh, I can see the plans of brewing. I'm glad you mentioned that. Thank you so much for that great idea, Emily. I always appreciate when you give me that
idea. You're welcome, yeah. I don't know. You know, we haven't known each other for that long. You don't know how quickly I go back and forth from, like, super giving, kind, wonderful Emily to the other one.
Oh, just, boy. And you and I are going to be doing an evening show together out at the fairgrounds as well. So
I know.
If you want a chance to meet us in person.
You haven't spent that much time sitting next to me.
Yes. If you want to meet us in person, this is how we really roll. For anyone that doesn't know us, this is how we roll. We kid with each other. We have so much fun. We love doing what we do. We love working together. I mean, we are going to be at the fairgrounds together at least one day next week. And so we will talk more about that next week. But we're excited about that. Stop by, say hi, and we'll hook you up with some Max FM swag as well. So that's next week.
Yeah, for sure. I so look forward to that. I love myself a good fair. This is going to be great. It's going to be great. There might be some potato chips at the fair that we could get, and we wanted to talk about that a little bit.
Yes.
Before the fair, there is obviously the big holiday tomorrow, the 4th of July, Independence Day. There was a little bit of a poll done here by Instacart. We do appreciate they bring this food knowledge to us. I mean, whether or not you appreciate Instacart as a thing, like, it just, they give us these this great amount of information about who's ordering what. So we'll take it. Well, here's the best potato chip to buy for your 4th of July party. I'm sure Dave's going to have opinions about this.
Oh, yes.
What do you think about what they're saying here, Dave?
Well, okay, so they took this poll and, you know, they found that potato chips are second most popular to potato salad, right? And if you're not sure to go with what brand and what, here's what our neighbors like. And they released the most uniquely popular potato chips in each state. So one brand that's especially beloved. Now, you know, most people love Ruffles, and that includes all the Rocky Mountain states, such as the Midwest. And Lay's are also big. Now, there's a big different story on the coast, Emily, so I'll give my opinion after you talk about the coast.
Sure. So on the West Coast, Utz are big. Or wait, let's see. Sorry, Kettle Brand. I apologize. Kettle Brand is popular on the West Coast. And I have to agree, Kettle Brand chips are good. Like, they're extra crispy. They seem to have extra flavor for whatever it is that you know, that flavor is. It just kind of, they lay it on thick. So I'm a fan. East Coast, though, Utz are big. UTZ. I've had those before, and those are also really extra crunchy.
Really,
so maybe
good.
They got something going on in the East and West Coast, because I like Lay's and Ruffles, too, but they're a little, like, I don't know if the word soft is applicable here, but they're just not quite as crispy. I mean, they're still delicious. It's just a different experience, right? Cape Cod, also very crispy, is a top brand in New England. And Ohio and Alabama and Missouri love themselves their Pringles, which, I mean, that's like just a different planet of chips. Like, Pringles just even just because of the can they're in and how they all fit together like that. My
right.
kids used to put one on each, the top one on the bottom one, and then they'd like pretend like they were ducks, you know, and that was their
right.
duck bill. So, I mean, there's just tons of fun to be had with Pringles.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when
the
Pringles can is empty, you can,
so
like, mess with cats.
Fun.
I mean, there's just so many things with the Pringles can, so, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've got some good ideas. I'm not saying I'm on air because I'm not going to give anyone any ideas, but, you know, and people still like their Pringles in Ohio, Alabama, and Mississippi, or Missouri, pop, they can't stop.
Oh, boy.
Sorry.
Somebody's on fire today. Looking forward to the four-day weekend.
I am, you know, this is what happens when I'm all full of shenanigans, you know, and it's one of those where when you start feeling better, that's a good thing as well. And so, you know, the nice part is I did get cleared to be a little bit more mobile on Monday. And so, you know, you start feeling better, you start getting into, you know, but I've got to be careful because Wendy's actually keeping tabs on me today because she's like, don't be goofing around too much.
Yeah.
Slow
yeah.
it down.
That's the thing. You start feeling better, and then you think you can do stuff that you maybe can but shouldn't, because then you get hurt again.
Right.
So let's not do that.
Well, Corey Hartman and I were chatting yesterday because I was going a little bit stir crazy in the afternoon, getting a little frustrated because I can't drive. And so that has been, you know, my biggest frustration. And he last night was joking, I'm going to have to come up there and give you a ride on Thursday. And I go, all right. He goes, we're not off-roading, wise guy. That was literally within seconds. I'm like, no.
Oh, good Lord, no.
Yeah.
You can maybe cart. I will allow that. Otherwise, just chill, dude.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. I mean, him and I have went off-road. Well, you know, in case, his wife's not listening right now. We never went off-roading in his truck after he bought it. Not at all. And all the buttons and alarms that go off on there, never would we do that.
No, so. That sounds totally ridiculous. That's not. You guys are at home watching Barney on television and eating popcorn. Pretty sure that's what you do all the time.
Oh, man, no, I don't watch Barney.
I mean, you seem to know a lot about him. You've got all kinds of video and songs. You've got the theme song memorized. You got some sound clips you're playing. I mean, I'm just going to have to say, this all points to being a fan.
No.
See how I turned that around on you? Okay, done. Drop the mic. Can't drop the mic because it's attached to my desk. But
please
drop the mic.
Your mic. We don't need your breaking.
I can't. It's attached. It's all good. It's attached. We're not those type of shenanigans. I'm not doing any of that because
we behave ourselves. No, but we do have a lot of fun. So, and that's a part that when Emily and I are working together, we have so much fun together. Again, stop by and see us at Sauk County Fair next week. Emily's going to be there with me one day. Aaron's going to be there another day. Wendy's going to be there. You never know who else could show up from the Civic Media Organization. I could almost see Corey Hartman showing up. You never know. If he does, we'll get in trouble, I'm sure.
Great. That sounds fun. I'll show up for that one, too.
Yeah, it's a blast. Well, him and I, he was actually in the new studio last week, Thursday, because he was driving through Baraboo when the severe weather came through, and he had to go broadcast live from the new studio. And so he got there before I did, and I was actually in the guest spot, which is a first for me ever since we've been in the new building. And, he was there with us. It was kind of fun. Shenanigans ensued, of course, and, it's always a good time. So,
absolutely.
Speaking of time, you'll be back with us at 8:40. We're looking at some calendar days today.
All right. Sounds like a good plan, Barney. I mean, Dave, okay, bye.
Yes, I love you, too. Oh, we're going to have so much fun with this. I think we both are in the same, we'll just say we both have the same opinion of Barney. We'll just leave it at that.
Okay, all right. We'll leave it at that. We won't overuse that too much. It's
no. There will be no more Barney shenanigans at 8:40.
No.
Not that I know of, anyways.
Only calendar days.
Yes, only calendar days. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. It is 8:22 on a beautiful Thursday morning. We hope everyone's having a great day. Here is Prince on Max FM. 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. It's 8:29 on Thursday morning. Coming up, we're going to have a look at sports and weather. But first, we're going to talk about our big deal of the day. Go check this out over at MaxFMBigDeals.com.
Big deals.
Today's big deal of the day. Make Sandy Shores Tubing in Mauston part of your affordable getaway this summer, located just 15 minutes from Wisconsin Dells. Enjoy the big pond with an inflatable obstacle course, which includes runways, tunnels, large slides, trampolines, mountain climbing, balance beams, and more. Your kids will love it. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com right now and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at MaxFM Big Deals.
It's time to relax, enjoy some extra sunshine, and bring your family to Baraboo's Concerts on the Square. This Thursday evening, enjoy Bo Allen Messer Music, BAM, from 7 to 9. BAM is a dynamic musical ensemble led by singer-songwriter Bo Allen Messer. Whether performing solo with his acoustic guitar or accompanied by a full band, BAM delivers a captivating blend of Americana, folk, and blues rock influences that resonate with audiences of all ages. Sponsorship info at Baraboo Concerts.com. Baraboo Concerts on the Square, sharing community through music.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long, ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer, we'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
The Bucks release another player. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Basketball, the Bucks have waived backup center Chris Livingston after just 2 years with the team. Livingston, drafted by the Bucks in 2023 and was the highest paid player taken in the second round of the NBA draft. The move seen as a way for the team to get under the salary cap. Baseball, the Brewers face the Mets tonight in New York with a series win on the line. Last night, the Crew lost to the Mets 7-3 after rookie Jacob Mizorowski gave up a grand slam in the second inning. Manager Pat Murphy.
He learned his lesson. He's ticked about it. Even some of his sequencing he's ticked about. He's just really in a good spot in that, darn it, why did this happen? You know what I mean? Like, I could have. And it's like, he can see it. There's just a really fine line between being dominant and being just okay. And, I'm certain he'll learn from it.
The Brewers won game one of yesterday's doubleheader, 7-2. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a hot and humid couple of days. Today, sunny with a chance of an isolated thunderstorm late this afternoon and again tonight. Our high today, 88. Tonight, upper 60s. The 4th of July will be sunny, hot, and humid with a high of 91. If you want some real fireworks at your 4th of July barbecue, bring on the Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Sweet, savory, a hint of smoke. It will make you the talk of the town for sure. GrandpaBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Maximum hits for Portage, 99.7 Max FM.
Wise men say only fools rushing, and I ain't here falling in love with you. Bye.
Wasn't hurting anyone.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:40 on Thursday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. Emily, it is July 3rd, and we're going to take a look at calendar days for July 3rd. And I'm going to start out with Thirsty Thursday. Yes, it is Thursday. It is the first Thursday of July, and it is celebrated by partygoers on the first Thursday in July every year. The informal holiday was started by college students who would party on campus, but today this holiday is celebrated by everyone who likes to have a good time and live it up. And since Thursday is so close to the weekend, Thirsty Thursday sets the tone for a weekend full of having fun, consuming beverages, and eating. Great way to meet friends and relax. So, yes, ironically, they show a picture of a guy drinking out of a huge bottle of water for Thirsty Thursday.
Yes, I like that. Like that because that can mean all the things. Here's the deal. It's summertime. You're out in the sun. You're doing stuff in the heat. You're doing active things. You need to hydrate all day long, especially we've had pictures and they're still coming. So Thirsty Thursday does not have to mean booze. Thirsty Thursday can mean fill yourself with water and all the good liquids you can come about as well, and I really appreciate that. I do have to say on a side note, I had a friend long ago who told me about Thirsty Thursday, and she just indicated that it was on Thursdays, not July 3rd.
Thursday. This is what started yes, it was, and now it's celebrated like every Thursday.
That's kind of how
yes,
I feel
I'm partaking
like I,
in Thirsty Thursday, and I'm drinking, cannot wait, I'm drinking some ice cold lemonade. That is my go-to today. I am keeping true to the healing process and sticking with the things that are good for me. So, yes, I will not be celebrating National Independent Beer Run Day today as
well. Oh, no.
It's where beer lovers across the country call for Americans to buy craft-made beer ahead of Independence Day. So go out and visit our craft breweries. There's so many of them in the area. Say hi, celebrate, and enjoy National Independent Beer Run Day, Emily.
Yeah, I like... Disobedience Day? I'm not really sure what that's about. If that's about, you know, just pulling pranks or recognizing littles, they can, you know, do the things that make parents a bit frustrated by just pushing the envelope, pushing the boundaries, pushing back, all of the pushing. So whether or not it's something to celebrate or whether or not it's just something to recognize, you know, whatever. Today is the day, Disobedience Day. Maybe today's the day to be disobedient. I don't know. It's not coming from me, folks. I'm just reading the stuff that I've got here. So you could be disobedient in your, like, diet or whatever. Chocolate with... because it's National Chocolate Wafer Day, and I do like chocolate wafers. I'm not
those
a big sweets
so
person, but
good.
I grew up with chocolate wafers around, and I really like them. Yeah, they're just so crispy, and like when you take a bite of it, they're just like the little, you know what I mean? It just kind of like has this little cloud of deliciousness around your face. It's so good.
It's so,
so
good.
I will definitely have some of those. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna get my hands on those after I celebrate National Eat Your Beans Day. And yes, show some baked beans there, the musical fruit. Oh, we won't go any further than that. Baked beans are so delicious. And, you know, I like doing the homemade ones, and so I'm going to have to figure out a way to use that cast iron crock with one arm, because I am definitely thinking about it's time to do some homemade baked beans. That's one of my favorite items to make, and you slow cook them in the oven. Ooh, I'm already thinking about celebrating that all weekend. So, yes, that is a good one.
That'll go with lemonade.
Yes, it'll go great, and, you know, some hot dogs or some brats, I think, would be absolutely great. No, I had a listener ask if I was going to have bean soup. No, no bean soup. I learned my lesson on that one, the inside joke there. So, no bean soup. And also, thank you to Marty, who texted in the well wishes this morning. I do appreciate that as well. So, again, thank you, everyone that's texting, and appreciate that. And here's one we all can love this weekend. It's Air Conditioning Appreciation Day today. It is celebrated from July 3rd to August 15th each year. They are marked by the invention and role of air conditioning in modern society. So, yeah, they remove allergens from the air because they filter all that air. And with warm, hot days coming up like this week, we are so happy to have that. And, yes, I'm in a relationship with an air conditioner.
Yeah, I... most times I like to spend time outside, but I don't like getting super crazy hot. So sometimes it's nice to just take a break from all the summer stuff and just let yourself be in the air conditioner and not. I tend to feel guilty if I'm not enjoying the nice weather, but if nice equals 95, that's not for me. So I'm going to go in and enjoy the air conditioning. I do have to say, I heard, speaking of air conditioning and how much to appreciate it, I heard a little news clip yesterday about a lot of folks who live in, you know, France and other places in Europe. You know, those old stone castle type homes, they do not have air conditioning. And so people are really living through some hard times right now because it is really hot there, and there is not ways to cool down in that we have, and we, you know, just kind of have, and we, you know, think about it, but like, yeah, let's not take it for granted because we are very lucky to be able to have this, you know, modern advancement, if you will, on cooling the air, because I love some good air conditioning. I spent a lot of my years without air conditioning, so now that I have it, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is the best thing ever. So I appreciate that. Also, want to appreciate, I like this a lot, International Plastic Bag Free Day. So there are so many plastic bags being used for so many reasons that are not necessary. So keep that in mind, and I, you know, I'm first one to say I really try to remember to grab a, you know, we've got a lot of those kind of canvas bags around just from lots of stuff when I go to the grocery store to have that with me, so then that's what I use. I forget sometimes, but it's just about the effort. So keep that in mind, or if you can carry your groceries out, if you just have a few things, you can carry them in your hands. Not you, Dave, because you can't, but like everyone else, like go ahead and do that. You don't always, they'll go to the plastic bag and you don't always need it. So just try to eliminate as much plastic as possible in general, because there's too much of it. Boy,
well, then you have to get rid of the plastic bags, and we forget to take ours with us. And we got to be better about that, because then you have this big bag of plastic bags that we go recycle because we want them to end up in the proper place. But then you've got all these plastic bags all over. So so much easier to
do
that
way. Too much plastic.
Yeah, and I like paper bags as well, but I won't get into what they're great for either, because they're going to be like, what? Because, you know,
another conversation.
Is all I'm
going to say. Oh, that's true, actually. And if you want to get down to it, plastic bags, if you have some extra ones and you're not sure what to do with them and you have a dog, sometimes you need those when you take your dog for a walk, so you're not leaving things behind. So almost all of our plastic bags get reused in that way. So that's always helpful to not leave those fun little smelly things behind for folks and use a plastic bag to pick that up. That's helpful. On a different note, I love this one. National Compliment Your Mirror Day, folks. Like, get in front of the mirror and figure it out. Here's the deal. We're all beautiful. Notice all the beauty, whatever that means to you. You know, beauty is all in the eye of the beholder. It is not a generalized society stated way. It is whatever it is for you. So we are all beautiful. Go compliment yourself in the mirror. We had a, you know, get pick out your best outfit day the other day, and I love that. Just do something about that. Pick out your best outfit. Grab your favorite dress, your favorite pair of shoes, your fun socks, or whatever you got, and look in the mirror and be like, wow, that's cool, or whatever you got going on. Just do that for yourself, because it feels great.
Yes, it does. It also feels great to celebrate American Redneck Day. It's celebrated July 3rd every year across the country. The festivities are loudest in the south of America, where people are more commonly characterized in that area. So, yes, celebrate Redneck Day today. And you know what? I am celebrating a little bit because somebody forgot to put sunscreen on yesterday as well. So, oh, wait, wrong kind of redneck. But, yes.
Whatever. Where do you think it came from?
And that goes right into my segue. National Stay Out of the Sun Day is today.
Boom. Drop the mic. Don't drop the mic. You did a good job with that. Air conditioning, stay out of the sun, redneck. All of it goes together.
Yes. And so we want to remind everyone to make sure that you stay out of the sun. And if you're going to be in the sun, you want to make sure you take care of it. Use sunscreen. You don't want to get sunburned. It is not good for the body. So if you're outside, make sure you're in the shade. It's going to be hot tomorrow and over the weekend. So please be outside. Enjoy that weather carefully. Right, Emily?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm definitely one to speak from my own experience. I have fair skin, freckles, the whole works, and I have learned from many, many times of not being as careful in the sun that I need to be very thoughtful. So always with the sunscreen, always with the taking breaks in the shade, and always with the lots of water. So just keep in mind, it doesn't just hurt your skin, it actually sucks the energy right out if you've got too much sun and too much heat. You just all of a sudden get so tired, and you can just get really fatigued, and it's just telling your body telling you enough is enough. So please be thoughtful, please be careful. It's hot out, UV rays are high, just take care of yourselves, and you know what? Have a wonderful 4th of July weekend. How much fun for everyone, and have a great Thursday.
Yes, we hope everyone has a great 4th of July weekend, a safe 4th of July weekend. As a reminder, we will be out tomorrow. We will be back with all of you on Monday. I'm sticking around to 11 today. We will have a little bit of a scheduling change today. Mr. Aaron Carreno is on a much-deserved vacation today. So Mace Michaels will be in at 4 o'clock today. And then the one, the only, Wendy Grant will be filling in from 8 p.m. to midnight tonight. And then we will be keeping tabs on the weather. Slight chance that we could see a little bit of severe weather off and on. So we will monitor that. Myself and Corey Hartman are keeping tabs on that all weekend with Mace Michaels. And so we do have our team that is available 24/7. So we're not going anywhere. We're just going to be off microphones for a few days. But I'll be back Sunday afternoon. Emily, have a great 4th of July.
Absolutely. You too. Everybody out there, take care of yourselves, take care of each other, be safe, and enjoy the long weekend.
Indeed. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
Big deals.
Today's big deal of the day. Make Sandy Shores Tubing in Mauston part of your affordable getaway this summer, located just 15 minutes from Wisconsin Dells. Enjoy the big pond with an inflatable obstacle course, which includes runways, tunnels, large slides, trampolines, mountain climbing, balance beams, and more. Your kids will love it. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com right now and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at MaxFM Big Deals.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Love driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer, availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Rising country star Dylan Marlowe hits the stage July 12th at the Sauk County Fair.
Yeah, he's to the boys back home drinking Duro beers on the front.
Summer's never been so much fun. Tickets are on sale now. All fees included, no refunds or exchanges. SaukCountyFair.com.
It's time to relax, enjoy some extra sunshine, and bring your family to Baraboo's Concerts on the Square. This Thursday evening, enjoy Bo Allen Messer Music, BAM, from 7 to 9. BAM is a dynamic musical ensemble led by singer-songwriter Bo Allen Messer. Whether performing solo with his acoustic guitar or accompanied by a full band, BAM delivers a captivating blend of Americana, folk, and blues rock influences that resonate with audiences of all ages. Sponsorship info at Baraboo Concerts.com. Baraboo Concerts on the Square, sharing community through music.
Planning a backyard party? There's one thing you just can't control: the weather. But with DNS Party Tents, you don't have to worry. Rain or shine, they've got you covered. From perfectly sized tents to tables, chairs, lighting, and even dance floors, they've got everything you need to throw the party you imagine. Whether it's a wedding, a birthday, or a graduation party, make sure your guests stay comfortable and your plans stay on track. Call 608-678-0033 for your free quote today. That's 608-678-0033.
It's Christmas at the Habitat Restore. It's Christmas in July. If you need some new shutters or replace some old gutters, we got all the building supplies. You might need some shingles for your rooftop or hardware for your patio. Santa's gonna wait till December, so today it's the place you need to go. It's Christmas at the Restore, and if you're looking for some cheer, you can do a little shopping or leave a donation. You can always volunteer.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
in motion.
Dream of a girl I used to know. I
close.